A chilly morning in New York City. And at the offices of the Senegalese Association of America, they are setting up for a big crowd of fans to watch the game. The World Cup may be happening a half world away in Qatar, but for these Senegalese fans, there was only one place to cheer their team on.
Today, we start our first game for the World Cup against Netherlands, and that's why we see the people coming a lot here to support the team, to be behind the team, to win the game.
It's believed around 20,000 Senegalese live in the United States. That's a relatively small number compared to people from other African nations. But the vast majority of Senegalese in America live here in the Harlem neighborhood of New York City, where the Senegalese Association provides help to anyone who needs it.
For 3 decades now, we offer immigration services for folks who cannot afford lawyers. We also offer social services. We help people who are sick, people unfortunately who pass away, help them bring the body home, go to people to the hospital.
As the game got underway, tensions rose in the packed room. Fans living every moment, from the bad decisions to the near misses, to the last-minute disappointments. A game of few chances ended with Senegal losing 2-0, leaving the Lions of Teranga tamed and fans with much to discuss, especially with the next game against the host Qatar and then Ecuador.
If you go to the World Cup, it means that you have good players. We're going to take that game seriously, but I think we have more resources to beat the Qatar.
Whatever the results, for these Senegal fans, the World Cup party has already started. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.